Portugal.
When I came in New York City in 1971, I heard about the area Soho. Of course, I visited Soho before then, and I looked around to find a place. And I walk, Soho was not Soho at that time. The area Soho is between Houston Street and Canal, between West Broadway and Broadway. And Soho means south of Houston Street. Some people in the beginning when I come here, they want to name it 100 Acres Gallery. 100 acres, the measurement, because it measured 100 acres. And was a gallery, actually, that I exhibit with when I came first here in to Soho.
You mean Soho measured 100 acres?
Yes, That's correct. And I exhibit in one gallery, in a group show. It's called 100 Acres Gallery. After a while, of course, I got my place here, which I live already 32 years, and I love it. And I saw other places in Soho, you know, and I come with no money here, the same way as we came to Israel from Baghdad with no money, you know, and I have just myself, and I have no family, no relative, nothing, and my parents in Israel, they cannot send me any money because they are, you know.
And your brothers and sisters were in?
Oh, everybody in Israel, everybody.
So you're here by yourself?
By myself.
And you're 30, more or less?
Yeah, 32, about 32 years old. I come here on my own, and I get a lot of excitement, a lot of energy of what's happening in New York City. In New York City, it was just beginning, so. Expressionist painting was very big, and I was excited by the work of Jackson Pollock, William de Kooning, Mark Rothko, Baron Newman, Franz Klein, and of course the contemporary artists, the scene, and I like very much of the work of all the pop art artists, pop art. Andy Warhol, this one of the things that Andy Warhol gave me and signed. I go to all the openings, you know, and I go to all the performance art. I was teaching, oh, I was lucky. I was teaching part-time at Parsons School Design. I was a guest artist at Copenhagen Art School and other places.
And how did you get those jobs?
I just walk in with no appointment, you know. And I say, my name is Oded Halachmi. So we never heard of you. Then I say, well, is, I don't know, the person in charge would like to see my artwork. Oh, the dean of school, he will come from class in half an hour or something like that. This was Copenhagen Art School. And he will talk to you, but I don't know if you can get a job. Okay, I waited. They call me, I go in, and we start talking, you know. And I talk to him about art and how I want to teach. And he say, well, what kind of things you want the student to work on? He look in some of my, I show him photograph of my work, what I did in England, you know, what I did in Canada. Portfolio I show him of my work. And he say, do you think they should work in first, to work in stone and plaster and then work in metal? Do you have any program for them, what you want them to do? I say, no. You say, but every teacher prepares something. What do you want to do? I say, really, I don't know. It depends. Maybe the student would like to do dance or music and painting, sculpture, you know? So he was listening that I have a certain idea. I said, well, an artist can sculpt with air. You take air, put it in a balloon, and the balloon becomes sculpture, you know. You can maybe the artist is frustrated to work in clay. Maybe you can dance and your movement on the stage is the sculpture. So I was standing in the room and I say, you see, I'm a sculptor. And you know the dancer Merce Cunningham?
Mm-hmm.
I was very much interested in the dance of Martha Graham in England, you know.
And well, that's what I was going to say. Isamu Noguchi did sculptures for her.
Yeah.
And costumes.
I'm interested in dance, and I discover also in England more and more Indian music. And by the way, in Israel, from very little age, myself and my sister Amira, we will go to Indian movie. And we like very much the movie by Raj Kapoor. Raj Kapoor, he passed away. He is equivalent like Charlie Chaplin in the India. In India, they produce more films in the world than any other country in the world. Anyway, so in England, really, I was interested in dance, in belly dance too, in dance, any music, and I have some ideas about dance and music. And one day in England, when I was studying in school, I asked my teacher to come to see what I'm doing, and I play Arabic music for him. And Anthony Caro loved music, classic, you know. He say, I don't understand it. He saying, what are you doing? I say, I'm listening to music. And this is your artwork? I say, yeah, this is my artwork. I'm listening to music. Conception. I'm 4 hours listening to music. And I did not have much money in England. I was working in Marks Spencer, you know, cleaning there, you know, in the evening or weekend. I got permit, because I'm a student, I got permit to work. You know, everywhere you have to get permit, you know. Anyway, and I went and I bought a tape, big tape like that, and, you know, and old records, you know. And I listened to my Arab music in England. And I did the same thing in Canada, I did the same here. Anyway, so I was telling him a music occupying space, dance occupying space, sculpture. You want to do sculpture, it's occupy space. Sculpture have a presence. And not many people would like to have sculpture in their room because they have presence. And he listening, listening, you say, you know what? I'm paying for, you know, guest artists $200 for 2 hours. But now, this you're coming from Canada, I pay you about $600. Come. Okay, this is for my first job at Cooper University School. And I give criticism to students, you know, what to do with their life, with their work, and, you know, everything mess up, you know. And then, and I come here and I got teaching job at Passmove Design. I did construction work here in loft. I painted loft, I sculpted loft, I designed loft, you know. I have no idea about the material in America. I never use in my life 2x4 wood. You buy lumber, you know. They told me 2x4, so I bought 2x4. Sheetrock, plasterboard. I never worked in my life, but it's beautiful. So I was designing loft and telling people to come down to Soho here, telling everybody. I told Bob Shasha to come and maybe, sorry, didn't buy anything. Anyway, so I was involved in the art scene. And I loved it. I went everywhere to see the exhibitions. And I told my student what to see and, you know, because I'm involved in the art scene, you know. And the pop art movement was so, so strong. I love it. I don't think there are a great, most of the artists in the pop art movement, they will be in history, but I don't think they are great painter or great sculptor.
Now you mean?
For the art history.
From that moment.
From that moment, I felt there is something very beautiful about it, though. I felt that the American artist looking for the first time after 200 years in their culture and painting and sculpting their culture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Painting and means they did not look what Paris doing.
Yeah.
So Andy Warhol, okay, his mother working, he opened his Campbell's soup, he heat it, and eat it, and he painted. And it was stunning for me. Each time I go to see all these shows and opening, and then later I saw the breakdance, you know, and I go to all this performance, artists making graffiti and all that. And I come to my home, I say, what am I going to do? I'm not American. And the only place in the world I can express truly myself here with dance, with the music, with sculpture is happening here in Soho. In Israel, I was not much free as here. Here I got example of the freedom that exists in America that exists nowhere in the world with no censorship of the government or anything. So I come and I made for myself a sculpture. And because the loft, I got a big loft like that, the loft make the pieces. You see, in Israel, I thought one day I will make a big sculpture maybe. When I come to America, I did not think about anything. I just make sculptures. I did not think. I'm a person who do things all the time. If I have no money, I need a loft, I'm going to work. And I know I have just myself, nobody going to help me. I will do anything from 6 in the morning till midnight, you know, for 2 years, and I bought my loft. And many artists in Seoul, they were afraid to buy me the loft.
Because?
Because they told us, you know, it's not legal, what are you going to live in, warehouses, you know. People who understand, I don't know anything about real estate, but my gut feeling, everybody, including both Shasha and my friend, said, oh, did you know everything about this? I did not take a course in real estate, I didn't know anything about it, but I saw the structure of the building, how I can go wrong. This beautiful original floor, strong structure of building, cast iron, where am I going to do my sculpture? Because I got it from my artwork, you know, and I got another 2 places not far from here, you know. So always when I sculpt, I follow my feeling. And the same thing to get my home here, I follow my feeling. Even though many Americans in the beginning, they were afraid to live here. Mm-hmm. It's safe, it's beautiful. Now, after the artists come, you know, then rich people come down.
And
they pay more for it. And in the beginning it was difficult for us. Even the sanitation wouldn't pick up our garbage because this is commercial. So you have to keep your garbage in the loft for a week and see truck outside, give them $10 and they take your trash.
I would like to go back to the beginning.
Go.
And tell us more about your birthplace, your country, the hospital that you were born in, the house that you grew up in.
The house
about Baghdad also.
The house I grew up with is a huge house, like I mentioned, in the old city of Baghdad. Not far from the main street, Ghazi Street at that time. And I remember my father sometime will take me in the evening to the coffee house with him, you know. And they call it tea house, coffee house. We drink mostly tea there in the evening.
Are you the oldest child?
No, I'm the second. And I will go with him and he will take with him in his pocket, you know, flat little bottle of arak, a little bit, you know, for him and his friend. And I like to listen to the old people idea. They talk about politics or what's happening, you know, in the coffee house if I go with him.
And if you lived in a big house, did you live just your family or did you have
all
extended
the big
family?
No, all the big house for our family only. Because my father was doing well, and the side of my mother, my mother's father passed away when they were little, you know. So if they need to stay over, let's say we have a Jewish holiday, Sukkot holiday, which we celebrate it in our home, and we build big sukkah, and all the relatives stay in the guest room longer they want. They can stay for a week or 2 weeks or something. But the house is ours, the ground floor, usually use it there. That I said, you have a yard open to the sky, you use the yard, the ground floor for mainly the summer is cool, you know, and they have the kitchen, it was on the ground floor, and other few rooms. Then the second floor was for living for us, father and mother, and I have a big room, a guest room, but I have in the middle, I put something like big as that, I put ping pong table. The child wants ping pong, so I get the ping pong table, you know. And I can invite somebody from school who don't have ping pong table in their home to come to play for now, whatever, you know. Or we do the homework in my home, call another student to study together and so on. And the roof where we live in the summer, of course we have a living maid there, and she will take with the water to the roof, and you put it in kind of clay jar, and in the evening it's cool like ice. So when it's hot in summer and you get cold water, you don't need a fridge.
And why
of course
cool?
We have a fridge. The wind and the clear air at night is cooling the water, and you drink this water, it tastes fantastic. It's not like you get it from the fridge. Of course we have a fridge on the ground floor, you know. So we have the house for ourselves, you know, and my father very dedicated to his job and his family, you know, and mother. She studied in the Allianz School, my mother, you know. Mm-hmm. But when she had my brother Haskell, my old brother, and she was also teaching, 1 year teaching, something like that, she stopped teaching and then started every year having another child.
And do your brothers and sisters have, is your name Iraqi, Oded?
No.
That's a Hebrew name.
No, it's Iraqi is a Hebrew name. In Baghdad, my name was Abed. Mm-hmm. And when we came to Israel, I felt to take a Hebrew name, you know. And my brother Heskel, I mean Heskel, my sister Amira, she took the name of Tikva. My other sister Friyal, French name, she took Esther, you know, mm-hmm. and Rafael. So I do have now a brother married and live in Los Angeles. I have a sister with two children in Australia. I have a brother live in England, married, and two children, he and his wife. His wife is a poet, she writes, and my brother work with like inspector for education, education. And the matter of fact, I'm going to go there to England in 2 weeks, and we're going to do poetry reading of Iraqi writers, that some of them are still in Iraq, and majority of them live some in England, some in Germany, different places in the world. And I will tell you about that later, about the foundation. But to go back to Baghdad, you asked me about our home.
Yeah. Your home, and I mean the hospital that you were born in, what was Baghdad like?
I don't remember. I think I born in home. My mother should say we born the children. We have friend nurse who come home, and she want the children to be born at home, my mother, you know. And no, she's strong.
Yeah.
She's still living
and
strong.
Yeah.
Well, she's strong and she's 90.
Yeah, but she was.
She was strong and she's still strong. She was strong, still strong. So since my old brother born, she have any job, taking care of the house, is a big thing. And in school, I remember I like, let's say, lunch break, I won't take food from home. I will go out the street, and like in America, they will have hot dog. In Baghdad, we'll have a fresh baked bun, loaf bread, and inside we'll have in it sliced tomato, fresh tomato, and spicy mango. Lunch.
Sounds great.
Or sometime I'll have in the street sweet boiled turnip. Or baked turnip or something like that. Or